All right. It's July.
Independence Day was a few weeks ago, but you guys don't care about that. We're not independent, but you knew that. July 23rd, 2023, or 23 as I like to call it. Don't know why. Maybe I'm just trying to buck the system. Am I a defeatist? No, I really don't think I am. I'm not a defeatist. I'm actually an optimistic pessimist. But I know where I am. Right, I do know where I am and where I see it. Maybe you're somewhere else, you know. But I do see the world around us as well. It's teetering, it's tottering. Hopefully, it won't destroy itself. Right, we've got insane people running the schools, the government. We've always had insane people. We have food that's horrible. That's just it contains no nutrition. Right, we've got liars. Right, a piece of corn is the same as a piece of corn. All pieces of corn are the same. That's why, you know, they are not all the same. GMO is not the same, right? You know, the lies just go so deep, Alan. You know, like the lies of Monsanto, right? Oh, sorry, Bayer and glyphosate. Right, there's still two fields full of glyphosate that we can sell you, folks. And I'm being honest here. Right down the road from me. I think it's 8 miles, right? It's really quick. You know, they're test beds for Monsanto products. And every year, they'd spray the wonderful glyphosate all throughout the fields and poison the water. Because eventually it does get down into the water table. And
no-till farming, Steve. It's called no-till farming. You don't have to spend the money on diesel and everything and the wear and tear on your tractor to go out and plow the fields to kill the weeds and the grasses out so you can go back and plant your seed and grow a crop. They just spray it with Roundup, get a grain drill, go out, plant their crop, and they don't have to spend all that extra money. Much more convenient, Steve. Yeah.
It's just more.
No, I wanted to talk about, you know, my mother, you know, several months back, you know, had a heart valve replacement surgery done. Okay, I took her in for a checkup, post-operation checkup, and you know, we never saw one of the gods. The highest we got was a nurse practitioner, and my mother had a heart valve replacement. You figure that the doctor, you know, that did the surgery might want to come in and ask some questions, but no. But the closest we got, I would guess, you could call it a Google doctor.
Yeah, that's funny. You never saw one of the gods. Oh, crap. That's terrible. Hey, let's go to the phones. Dave Kopeck, how are you, man? Or this is Massachusetts. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
It is Dave Kopeck. How are you? Good morning.
Doing good. Hey, I was listening to you guys and thinking about current healthcare situation that we have and how understated the talent, the quality of incoming care providers. You know, at one point we talked a little bit about the deficit of people going into medical school to be doctors and nurses and things like that. That still exists. The quality of our healthcare providers, the actual human beings, is struggling enormously. And what I see developing it's like the school to work, what it did to the public schools, is it taught kids to simply, you know, be victims and to go out and look for entitlements and not to educate them beyond that. Is we're finding now that the healthcare providers are such low quality that they really only have to follow protocols, you know, like we saw with COVID, not to go in and have critical minds, critical thinking to help heal people that are ill, is that they go in and say, okay, well, here's a person, we call them COVID, and here's the things you're going to do to them. Takes all the thinking out of it. And that's pretty much what I see happening, is they're going to process you more like, you know, cattle off a cattle car than individuals with an ailment and doctors who have taken an oath to alleviate suffering. I see this getting horribly worse than even what it is right now.
Yeah, I see it really horrible too, and I'm kind of, and I do understand that there's a shortage of, well, 7-Eleven employees as well as healthcare workers, and I'm more jaded that I don't think that I don't follow their profession. You know, I don't believe their profession, and sometimes I wonder why I even participate in, you know, medicine as it is, because the pharmaceutical, the pharmakia, you know, allopathic medicine seems to be a lie for the most part, but some of it is right. So how do you get between some of it is right and, well, most of it is wrong, right? So do you know what I'm coming from? No, you don't know where I'm coming from because you're you. You have your own opinions. The workers, we've been talking about this since the 90s, we as being our society in general, since the 90s. Oh, my God, when the baby boomers are going to, you know, start retiring, we're going to need all these healthcare workers. The Japanese started making robots to try to use robots to take care of these people as they're dying, right, or getting sick. And now they get sick, and then they get mistreated, and they get sicker, and now they have multiple things. And so they're collecting all this money from all these different directions. And it seems like a scam that's been perpetrated on our world. I'm speaking too much. But the other day I was with an old customer of mine that's getting up towards his 90s, and he's talking about this medicine that he needs to take that's going to cost him $1,600 a month. Right? And I'm going, oh, wow. And the insurance company is going to figure out if they're going to pay for it. Like, you know, that answer is no.
What is that medication that he needs? And is there an alternative that has been overlooked?
Right.
Because, as you know, when you're on state Medicare or whatever, you follow mm-hmm. protocol. You can afford this much health, and that person B can. You can afford that much health, and the protocols are different. If you look at the protocols right. for cancer. If you're a POV, well, you've got protocol 3, and it's been nice knowing you. And if you are wealthy and you have, say, a congressman's health plan, well, you have protocol A. And the chances of survival on these different protocols are very different. But again, it goes back to where all the thinking has been done for them. There's no incentive by a family doctor anymore to convince people to live healthy lifestyles, to eat healthier, to identify foods that are bad, because that goes against marketing. It's a horrible mess.
It goes against standard of care. If they do not follow procedure and do not follow standard of care, if they get caught deviating from it, they can lose their license. So, are they part of it? Are they doing it willingly? I would say a lot of them actually are doing it willingly, even though they know that they're killing their patients. But they've also got, a house to pay for and a Lamborghini to pay for and, ex trophy right. wives, paying alimony, et cetera, et cetera, yeah. If they go against it, I just couldn't be. That's why I'm not a research scientist, because I'm not jaded enough that I could do something that's not truthful. That I'm not doing the best that I can. And I know there are you might find 10 good doctors in this whole country that actually still care about people and try to do their best for them. But if they get caught doing that, they're going to lose their license.
Yeah, and we got to stop emphasizing the reduction of symptoms and start focusing on the reduction of the illness. Because just deadening the symptoms that we have of a chronic degenerative disease, you're just dying with a little bit less pain is all it is. We got to get back to the root of the problem and what's causing all this flood of chronic and degenerative diseases, autism. All of these things that at one point were a minor blip on the screen, are now becoming the norm in our population, and nothing happens by accident. We've got to analyze what those inputs are and make the right adjustments. But usually the answer comes in a more localized thing, like food. You know, the reason our food is so poor is that it comes from the other side of the world. You know, they got to preserve it because it'll rot by the time it gets here if they don't. So, I mean,
well,
you know,
maybe
the real
it shouldn't
answer,
be eating it. Maybe you shouldn't be eating it if it has to come from the other side of the world. You know, back in the day when I was doing the homesteading thing, you know, one of the rules of the farm was we tried to minimize the amount of external products that come in, right? You know, and if you didn't grow it, you don't eat it, right? And then we had exceptions and, you know, organic and whatever. But the fact is, like wheat, Dave, you know, okay, homesteading, wheat's kind of a problem because it takes 10 acres to create or a bunch of acres to create enough wheat for bread because bread becomes one of those things that are hard to sustain in a diet if you ate off your own farm. So you have to give up the grains, but you don't need them. They might not. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, you talk an awful lot on your show, Saturday nights, by the way, folks. It's Red Pill Politics with Dave Kopeck. I listen to it every week. On your farm, you talk about food, right? You're big into planting food, growing food, telling people that's important, right? Grain, just wheat. Wheat's a, I don't know, fairy tale thing. We probably shouldn't even have it, you know, in our diets. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
am I wrong?
I think we should analyze, you know, how much do we actually need that? Because it's a bulking agent, largely. And unless, of course, you grind and use it immediately, then there's a nutritional value to it. But anything that's 3 days old or more, all the good stuff is broken down and oxidized. But, you know, and again, getting back to the way things were in a more stable day, you know, I may grow an abundance of, I don't know, potatoes on my farm, way more than I could eat. There used to be local bartering of that stuff. There's going to be someone whose property is conducive to growing a lot of wheat. We should know that you can make flour out of a lot of different things, that we shouldn't tie ourselves to one specific crop that may not be doable in our given situations. But there's
it was a more rural self-independent society back then, Dave. You know, more people lived in rural areas. Now, or even people that lived in a city, you know, they might have a garden in their backyard or something like that, at least producing some fresh fruit for themselves. In today's society, most of these neighborhoods are now have a POA. You know, and you can't grow anything but the approved gardenias and zinnias and, you know, this plant, you know, and this plant. It's like a tomato bush or, you know, a squash plant. Oh, hell no. You know, that's not acceptable, you know. So, you know, so most of the people, you know, have moved, you know, into the urban, the city areas, and if they wanted to, you know, try putting a potted plant in your window and someone, the POA can, you know, a surveyor drives by and sees a tomato plant growing in a pot in your window, you know. Oh, well,
I know people that have been ticketed because they put a six-pack of tomatoes in their flower bed on the side of their garage. All right, they had this little, like, 2 or 3 foot strip down the side of their garage that they grew flowers in. In 1 year, he put a six-pack of tomatoes in there and received a $300 fine. So these are not sustainable areas. We should not be celebrating or even allowing that level of tyranny. I call that tyranny when they tell you you can't even attempt to feed yourself. We should not be tolerating that. But if such places exist, you've got to avoid them like the plague. Go somewhere where feeding yourself is a fundamental human right.
Dave, was that Was that a HOA or a city?
Yeah.
Or county?
Yeah.
Or HOA.
It was an HOA, yep.
Yeah. The trap of HOAs. It's a damn shame. All those homeowners associations. I Poor people. That sucks.
Yeah, they're open-air prisons. They're horrible places to live. You can't do anything in your own yard. You can only paint your house a certain color. If they ticket you if your grass is over so many inches. That's not living. That's not freedom. People pump up and they bring this level of regulation upon themselves. You know, don't buy anything.
I guess
that wouldn't have homeowner agreements if people stopped living in horrible places like that.
I think a lot of people like being bossed around on this planet, and a lot of people like to boss people around. And that's why the HOAs exist, right? Secretly, in the back of their mind, they buy into homeowners association because of the thought that their neighbor's going to keep their yard perfect and somebody's going to beat them up somehow if they don't. So that's kind of like a bossing around type thing. And then it takes an awful lot to let a person be a person. You know that, Dave. And when your neighbor misbehaves, you have the right to move or not move. Where you live in a rural type environment, right? So your neighbors are not right next to you. But, you know, hear us. I don't know.
You wait till they start saying no internal combustion cars. We don't want any carbon from gas and diesel vehicles. They're going to add that in soon. You know, and it's that's what you get when you want complete government security, when you want government to come in and make sure no dogs will be barking, no music past 10 o'clock, no one will have a rooster crowing. You know, when you're guaranteed some sort of government security and utopia, that's what you have. All shades of gray and just a miserable, you are merely existing. You're not living life. You're just existing in space and time. And it's a horrible way to go. But that's a good example, these HOAs, of complete government security.
You just brought up a main point there, Dave. You know, is just surviving, is that living? You know, the way that most people used to choose, you know, living your life, you know, within some boundaries, but, you know, but pretty much unencumbered, you know, in what you could do as long as you weren't, you know, damaging, you know, someone else's property or hurting someone else, you know, doing physical harm to someone else's property or whatever, you know, is just existing. Is that really life? You know, is that living? Not in my terms.
Yeah, there needs to be repercussions for bad decisions. You got to live life. And you know, is it worth it to just exist and let other people tell you what you like, what to do? It's just not living, and that's not where greatness comes from. That's not where innovations come from. It comes from that freedom to experiment and express yourself in an intellectual way, in an artistic way, whatever. But that's where all greatness and inventions and everything come from, that liberty of thought and movement.
Living without fear. You want to know what we're turning into, you know, folks, you know, in a way more upgraded way is East Germany and the Stasi, where everyone that lived there lived in constant fear that someone could just turn them in, just make an accusation, and you were going into a gulag somewhere.
Right. And that's the fear we're supposed to be dealing with the IRS and the DOD and the FBI and the BBB and the ba-ba-ba and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. It just keeps going on and on. You bring up so many points, and, you know, you mentioned electric cars, Dave, and I was talking about the future, right? You know, in the future, I mean, we love electric cars. No, we don't. Right. There's a part of society that loves electric cars, and they can overlook some of the shortfalls of electric cars, because someday we might be able to get past the fact that, well, we got child slave labor again. We got the music coming up. Hey, why don't you hang on for a little bit? We've got Lauren and Dave in the Thumb are coming up next, but Dave Kopex is with us, so we're going to keep him for a few more minutes. Be right back, folks.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And so it begins. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. Representative Boebert's resolution to impeach President Biden did not get the privilege status that she is hoping for. Privilege status would have forced the House of Representatives to vote on the resolution. Instead, the impeachment was sent to committee. Technically, that means that the investigation has begun. But many bills and resolutions never come out of committee and effectively die. I don't understand why an investigation is needed. President Biden stood at a podium and told us that all of his constitutional advisors said the eviction moratorium during COVID was unconstitutional, but he was going to do it anyway. Like me, Biden is bound by an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he openly admitted on camera that he was not going to do that. That alone should be enough to impeach any office holder at any level, regardless of party affiliation. If you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% by using code WHITEHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, you know, the future, the present, all that other stuff. It's all, I don't know what it is. Dave Kopecz is with us, and we've talked a little bit about homeowners associations. And, you know, he began to talk about cars a little bit. But here's the thing. We have this thing called a right to travel. Right. And we've been arguing about it for so dang long. Right. Oh, do we have the right to travel? You sure do. But you don't have the right to travel in a car. Right. You know, oh, why not? Because you have to have a license. And there we go. Well, in the future, route to travel is going to be different. Right, Dave? You won't have a right to a car. I don't know. Are we? We go in that way, these wonderful thing called electric cars that are not. I'm frustrated. Well, I'm always frustrated. But
well, I don't think I'm against mandating and driving entire industries from the government level. Industry is supposed to be reactionary to the consumer, to we the people, and what our needs and wants are. So I don't say that we outlaw electric vehicles, but we can't outlaw gas vehicles either. We got to allow for the innovation. I was watching something recently where the Chinese are actually working on making those improvements that we've complained about with electrical vehicles is having, you know, short mileage. You know, they've got things now that they're working on where you get a you know, 1,000 miles out of a charge, and can charge in 15 minutes rather than 24 hours. So, you know, if they can get to that point and these are safe on the road, we've also seen, you know, when one of these things goes up, I mean, I can see entire parking garages burning down, all kinds of things. But allow for that to compete in the marketplace, and inventors will make it better. But right now, that's not what we're seeing. Bidenomics, I didn't commit nearly enough time to beating up on that, is Bidenomics is nothing but the robbing of our tax dollars to institutionalize Agenda 2030. I mean, all of his growth and everything that he's claiming is economic growth, these are a bunch of administrators in green coats that are going to be mandating upon you all kinds of greenness. And government is not efficient when it comes to this stuff. You know, anytime government controls, you look at socialist nations right now are driving around in 70s and 80s vehicles because government controls innovation instead of the brilliant people of their nations driving it. So, yeah, I don't think government should be mandating much of anything. Let the industries react to the consumers, to we the people, and government just, their only real job, they should focus on Article 1, Section 8, and the Commerce Clause in particular, is they're there simply to remove obstructions, not to engineer and regulate commerce top to bottom, but to remove the smooth flow of goods and services from one state to another.
But they have been doing that. Right. They've been doing since I was a kid, Dave, you know, before I was even 16, I was reading about the dreams of the electric car. And I had a book. I was a mechanic before I was 16 years old. I worked at an auto shop and I worked on cars. But I thought the dream of an electric car was great, wonderful. But then as I read books, and they had these things with paper in them, they told me about the real the problems of electric cars, right? Of the problems in the past and the problems that we're trying to overcome. Well, we never did overcome those. We did overcome them a little bit in the 90s. And the things that you hear about right now, the Chinese have a battery that can do X and the Japanese have a battery that can do Y, does that even scale? But we've already, like you said, mandated we will switch and then science will catch up to our thoughts. Right, it's like, okay.
Well, you know, hey, Steve, you know, right. Steve, if we go to these 15-minute cities, you know, you won't need anything else.
You don't need
Then say like a golf cart. You know, golf carts work pretty efficiently off golf courses for the most part, and you don't need much else, do you?
Well, let's expand our thinking a little bit on what exactly is an electric car, and I'm going to give you a real-life example. I've known two people in my life who were brilliant mechanics, that they were mechanically inclined. One was my grandfather's childhood friend who created a motor back in the 70s that got like the mileage of a motorcycle. And, of course, the government came in, bought him out, and gagged him. And another individual that I got involved with here just a few years ago, the second generation, his father began working on it, and then he did. But he made a motor in his vehicle that the only thing he needed the gas motor for was to start his motor. You had to get up to a certain number of RPMs. There wasn't a big battery to explode or to charge, but there was this electric generator that once it got up to a certain number of RPMs would drive itself. All right, this is the mix of electric and fuel.
We got to get you back on, Dave, but we got the music. Thanks for calling in. We're going to drag you back on our show sometime really soon, and maybe we'll do alternate energy. Let's talk about that. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Thanks for my call. Bye.
Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is what they call a home stretch. The home stretch is kind of like, well, it's a baseball term that none of the Generation Z will ever get. Well, maybe some of them will know what baseball is. Hey, Alan, I'll give you a few seconds here. Wasn't that nice talking to Dave? You know, we should bring him on next week. What do you think?
Yeah, I always enjoy it. I like Dave's thought process and his mindset, you know. Do we agree 100,000% on everything? No, but, you know, that's how we learn.
Don't have to.
So,
yeah.
No,
should
I'll
be fun.
Enjoy, David.
Talk about engines and whatever, right to try. We'll see where we go. I'll call him after the show. Let's move on. Lauren. Hello, Lauren. How are you?
How are you?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, I'm
you got
well.
Me?
Yep. Gotcha.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Okay, so I was just going to comment on the allopathic versus natural. And you're right about everything you're saying, and here's the trick. We have all the power. If you look at what they've done, they literally created all of the diseases people are suffering from right now. And that's from a paper from 2001, that Mycoplasma, the linking pathogen and neurosystemic diseases, by Professor Donald Scott. And if you go down about the fifth paragraph, it talks about all of the diseases, including just every degenerative disease you know, basically. So what they did was they went in and they took glycoprotein 120 out of that and they put it in the COVID shot. And so people say they have long-haul COVID. No, they gave you AIDS. That's AIDS. Right. That's Ebola. That's MERS. That's SARS. That's they're finding rabies sequences, venom sequences, all properly placed for, you know, maximum destruction and programmable. I don't know if you've ever listened to Karen Kingston. She's a Pfizer whistleblower. Or I'll tell you who you should get on is Maria Z. Get an interview with her. She's an amazing woman, amazing interviews. But when you realize they're doing it to you with your consent and cooperation. So the answer is stop cooperating. Keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. Keep your children in your home or educate them privately. Why are you giving your children over to a bunch of people that won't even teach them to write cursive now? Obama math, cursive, no history, certainly no Jesus, no Bible. I mean, you know, you're making your children powerless on purpose. And so nobody can fix that but mommy and daddy. And then keep, you know,
it's really hard, and I don't want to. I don't want to speak for somebody else, but I think I am going to. You know, for these people that are trapped or feel trapped, Lauren, they have a kid in school, and maybe they even have a mother and a father, and they both work. And for them, that can seem like an unsurmountable hurdle to try to homeschool their kid, right?
But people have friends. You know, you've got your friends, you've got them and their kids. So what you do, everybody takes a day.
Yeah, well, no, but what
and
if
that's
they're
fine.
Normies?
Wait. Here's the thing, Steve. I'm okay with what's happening. I'm okay with all the people getting killed. They're taking shots of poison and they're dying. I mean, I'm a naturopathic doctor. Yeah. It's all good for me. But my point is, I'm trying to get people not to hurt themselves. I want to make myself useless. And the way I make myself useless is that people understand the simple dynamics of what's going on. They're giving you things to make you sick. They're feeding you poison food and poisoning your air, food, and water. They're putting radiation around you. They're dumbing down your children and removing your skill sets. Now,
yes,
the only choices we have is change what we are doing. So we start working together. There's a teacher that didn't take that shot. She wants a job. Okay, 5 people, 10 people in the neighborhood. Everybody get together. Hey, pitch her $50 a week or whatever. You know, figure out your money point. But it's not difficult to get a good education. Facts and math curriculum, get a dictionary, an encyclopedia, a thesaurus. I mean, a Bible and a map. And that's it. I mean, it just comes down to that. And then you're not wrapped up in, it's like, look at all this nonsense going on with Ukraine. It's all fake. They're just killing white Christians. And Putin's in it, and Trump is in it. So all this illusion of, if you know, well, we're going to vote in 2 years, and that'll make it better. Now, that's not going to get rid of the tens of millions of brown people coming up in here. They are going to kill you white people. That is what they're here for. You have JFK, RFK Jr. talking about the COVID shot. And guess who it doesn't hurt? Chinese people and Ashkenazi Jews. Dog is coming right up in here, right up your... All you have to do is start showing some respect for the truth. The bottom line is, we don't do anything we don't want to do. I'm not buying an electric car. I'm not putting my children in schools to teach lies and perversion. Perversion. So that's what I'm saying. We got to have something we care about more than, you know, oh, I'm so worried about, you know, how I've lived my life wrong, and I want to keep living my life wrong, so we have to have some other solution that I have to live my life right. God told you how to live when Lot and Abram's men were fighting. What'd he say? He said, spread out. There's plenty of land. There's plenty of room. Why are we living piled up on top of each other in cities where they concentrate the population, easy to poison you, easy to get? What'd they do? They just put in water pipes that they can open up and let something into your house, but not into the neighbor's house. Just like the COVID shots. They wanted your name, your zip code. You got special shots depending on who you were. And I'm not talking about good shots. So that's what I mean. We have the power, but we have got to stop acquiescing and just going along with what they're saying. You know.
Any thoughts, Alan?
No, I understand perfectly what she's talking about. You know,
I do too.
Brought up the water systems, brings up memories of Janet Phelan.
It does bring up
plus years ago, you know, talking about, you know, remote control valves, you know, and sections of pipe being laid in next to the water pipes in the streets, you know. what were those used for? You know, is that coming into play now? You know, they've sat dormant for a while. Who knows, you know, how extensive they are? No, I agree, Lauren, you know, and you said all this before, you know, and those of us who understand are doing the best we can. But the majority of the people that, that, you know, for one reason or another, whether they want to or they're forced to move into these cities, it's not going to change until something very drastic happens. You know,
well, you know what, though? No, it's changing.
It's not going to be some peaceful revelation that people come to.
Yeah, it is. Revelation Revolution. And it's working because you guys are on the radio having fun. We're talking about the truth, telling people what's going on. A lot of people are listening. A lot of people are homeschooling their kids now. A lot of people are, you know, waking up, stopping going to the doctors. We are absolutely swamped. It is crazy. But people are starting to understand. And I'm talking about left libs. I'm talking about everybody because it's you've taken it in the flesh. You've taken it in the shorts on this one. Now you understand. Mm. And that's what I'm saying. Enough pain will bring you to your knees and will cause you to face the truth. But the trick is, what do we do when we get there? We don't be all whiny and mealy-mouthed about it. No, we just stand up and say, okay, we got screwed. We were wrong. Just like this Ukraine war, yeah, you stole all of our weapons. You're dumping all of our supplies over there. But we're still Americans. We still have balls. And guns. And you know what? We can, in the end, it comes down to we're not Chinese with no God having been beat down for the last 100 years. We're still Americans, even though we've left God, we've left the truth, but we can get right back to it. We're from that stock of people. And if you told these people they were being slaved up, no, they wouldn't care for that. So they dress it up. They give you an illusion.
That.
So you can go along with it.
We still have balls and guns.
That's right.
Pretty funny. Pretty funny, Lauren. Hey, thanks for calling and thanks for hanging in there.
You're welcome. You know, I miss you guys.
I like hearing you too.
Hey, okay, God bless.
God bless. Hey, let's move on to Dave and the Thumb. I was kind of hoping he'd be calling, probably a little bit because of the subject line, as we're talking about, well, the healthcare system. We talked a little bit about Monsanto, probably dragged him on board. I don't know. Why are you here, Dave in the Thumb?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. And Lauren, that's a great T-shirt. We still got balls and guns. I love it. So, yeah, you got me there, Steve-O. I know a little bit about, you know, this health stuff. You know, I've been following Dr. Wallet since about 2011, and he's actually mentored me. And, you know, nobody gives this guy enough credit, and nobody really knows who he is. Oh, he's just a veterinarian. Dr. Wallet is a naturopathic doctor, a comparative pathologist. That means he does the autopsies on animals and people, and he tells the doctors how they killed their patients. And he's also a large game veterinarian, elephants and rhinos. Okay, he was in Africa for 2 years. He captured 200 white rhinos, you know. And anyway, long story short, Doc did 500 autopsies when he was 22 years old in the pathology lab at University of Missouri back in the 60s when he was working his way through veterinary school. You know, in the pathology lab and working for Marlon Perkins at the St. Louis Zoo. Nobody was there. It was Christmas vacation. Farmer brought in all these dead lambs. Doc figured out what killed them and why, and he wrote a paper, turned it in. It got published. Marlon Perkins sends Doc to Africa to be the lead pathologist in this white rhino conservation program. And he reads this paper that Doc wrote, and he's like, oh, my God. He turns it into the NIH. They give him $25 million grant. Doc's the lead pathologist on a 12-year study. He does 20,500 autopsies. He figures out that, no, there's no new canary in a coal mine, you know, animal or man, because he did 3,000 autopsies on men and women for comparison on these animals that he did. And he figured out that all, in the case of all natural death, it's a nutritional deficiency. And these nutrients, these 90 nutrients that he figured out that are the raw materials or the building blocks of life, if the body doesn't have those, You can't, the body won't do what it was designed to do, heal itself. Now, Senate Document 264, that was published in 1936 by the 74th Congress, second session, that says all farmland in America is depleted of minerals. Doc says, hey, minerals don't grow in a uniform blanket covering the crust of the earth. They grow in veins like gold and silver mines, right? We're going to be sick. All disease starts in the gut.
Get this, Dave. You know, even in the agricultural magazines, like the one I get, you know, for being part of the Texas Farm Bureau, you know, it tells you that, you know, even in different parts of the county, the cattle will require different nutritional supplements, you know, like mineral supplements, because there? Even within a county, the mineral and the nutritional complex, you know, of the forage, you know, will be different from one part of the county to another. And here's how you keep your cattle, you know, healthy and you know, growing at their maximum.
The one thing about Dr. Wallach was fascinating. Dead Doctors Don't Lie is one of his more popular books. But here in Gillespie County, that's where I live, right, in Fredericksburg, Texas, we have a stockyard. And in the stockyard, once a year, and I don't know if it still happens, a homeopathic lady comes out there and you can bring all your pets out there, not pets, livestock, and she'll look at it and she'll tell you what kind of minerals they need and her the problems. So all the big long timer, you know, farmers bring their stuff out there, and they even bring themselves out there. They say, "I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, this is happening," and she'll do minerals and stuff like that. Now, I heard about her before I heard about Dr. Wallach. But as you raise animals, there's like, well, you need a salt lick, and you need a mineral lick, and you need a this. And then if you want to go farther than that, you have to get minerals for the area that you live in to supplement the grass that they're greeting or they're eating, and the whatever food you're feeding them, they still need the minerals. The lie, the biggest lie that allopathic medicine tells us, or maybe it's just society around us, is that humans are separate from animals because they can eat whatever they want, right? They don't need minerals like anything. We're superior. Dr. Wallach does say that in his book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, that was one of the questions that he posed to his dad. And he said, hey, Dad, so we feed the cows and sheep, you know, minerals. Why don't we shut up and eat your dinner? Like, oh, my God. But, you know, that's a neat understanding, right? And hopefully that understanding will come about in our society, that an apple is not an apple, right? All apples are different. All that's carrots right. are different. Carrots are, damn, what the hell is a carrot, right?
And a coal tar supplement replacement is that's made from coal tar simply because it has the same elemental structure does not mean it has the same efficiency in your body and will be taken up by your body and used like the natural substances are supposed to be used.
That's right. It poisons the body.
Yeah, I think that, you know, maybe
and
in the future.
That's why people can overdose on nutrition, because that nutrition has come from the pharmacy and it's all synthetic. You can't overdose on natural nutrition, on minerals and vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids. You can't afford to overdose. You can overdose on anything, but you cannot afford to overdose on Doc's nutrition. But
I think you're talking about fractionated versus unfractionated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, define that
you know,
for
they
me.
They can create vitamin A in the laboratory, but they can't create the same vitamin A that a plant produces. And that plant can't produce that perfect vitamin A unless it's got all the minerals that it needs. Now, the beauty of Wallach, right? Wallach, after that 12-year study, and he got fired from NASA when he discovered the first case of non-human cystic fibrosis in a rhesus monkey, he wrote his thesis on that 12-year study and those 20,500 autopsies. It was 5,000 pages. He turned it into the University of Missouri, and they're like, oh, my God, they sold the rights to it to the largest textbook publishing company in the world, They edited it down to 1,200 pages, Doc says, without losing any content. They printed 90,000 copies of it. They sold them all in 30 days for $25,000 each. Today, that book sits under glass at the Smithsonian Institute and as a national treasure. What's the Smithsonian famous for? Finding national treasures and hiding them from the world. That book is called Diseases of Exotic Animals. But only the privileged few know that there's 3,000 autopsies of men and women in that book. So it's hidden from the world because it proves that no disease is genetically transmitted. There's no such thing as a genetically transmitted disease. And they're all birth defects. When children are born with a disease, it's a birth defect from a non-nutritionally sufficient woman and a couple. The man and wife should be taking those 90 essential nutrients for at least 6 months before they have children or try to have children. And if they're nutrified, they have children. And those children are virtually, you know, free of birth defects.
Dave, let me stop you right there and point you a different direction. Dr. Wallach's book. Okay. Since we're on that subject, let me get some clarity from you. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That book kind of talks about what we just talked about in this 15-minute segment. Where does he actually talk about, nutrition? He has another book. It's called Let's Play Doctor, and that seems to have a title change recently to Let's Play Blah Blah Doctor. I guess he got sued.
He has a three-book desk reference set, a physician's desk reference set. The first one is Let's Play Doctor. The second one is Let's Play Herbal Doctor, because herbs are the only medicine that the creator created for us. And the third one is The Passport to Aromatherapy, Essential Oils. Now, Doc's written the epigenetics. That's the summary of his 5,000-page thesis. It's called Epigenetics, and the subtitle is something
like... I've heard about that one, yeah.
The Root of the Theory of Genetic Disease Transmission. And then he also wrote a book called Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. That book is... I mean, if you want to break down everything that Doc did in that thesis and those 20,500 autopsies, you read those two books, and they'll blow you away.
It's a lot of reading. Hey, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I thought we'd
quite a bit of what he's talking about, because my field of study was developmental biology. What happens from the point where sperm meets egg? You know, it's a very delicate balance, and anything that gets in there and screws with any part of that, be it a mineral deficiency, a nutritional deficiency of some type. A chemical poisoning.
Right, the cells don't work right.
A mother's body used to be
sacrosanct.
You know, a mother didn't even take an aspirin, while she was pregnant. You know, she ate as natural food as she could, and she drank water. You know, she didn't drink soft drinks and Coke and coffee and, everything else.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was over at a lab the other week, right, and then the vampire that was sucking blood, right? You know, we're just trying to check some stuff inside my body. But, the vampire mentioned, she was a sweet lady, right? But all she does all day, it's kind of weird, all day long sucking the blood out of people. It's like, whoa, can't do that one, but okay. She talked about Star Trek, right? And I'm like, going, what do you mean? Well, I was sitting there telling her I don't like needles, couldn't be a junkie, don't like needles. And she says, well, look away, do this, do that. Oh, I see a vein that I like. And then she starts talking Star Trek, and I ask her, well, where do you see our state of medicine if you're a Trekkie? And she goes, what do you mean? Well, did you see the movies? And she says, yes, I loved the movies. And I'm all, did you remember Bones when he was back in the past with the Quest for Whales Star Trek, right? And he's walking through the hospital. And he's going, oh my God, what is stone knives and lambskins or whatever? And he's like, this is barbaric. I'm like, kind of like talking to her about where we are in society and medicine, you know, and she's like going, oh my God, you're right. This is all barbaric. You know, we're sucking blood out of people so we can run tests like you're talking about, Alan, to see where the nutrient levels are within your system to try to figure out how they need to be modified, you know,
can I
or not.
On that, Steve?
Sure.
Can I chime in? So, you know, a blood test is just a snapshot of what's in the blood right then, right now. Like
right.
A soil test is just a snapshot of what's in that cylinder on that spot of soil, okay? Doc, in his book, Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures, if you go to chapter 10, it tells you how to do a hair analysis, what to do, how to prep it, and then where to send it, and it's like $100 or something like that, and you send it in, and then Doc gets a report, and you get a report, and he analyzes your hair analysis. The hair analysis is what tells you what nutrient levels are in your body from
yes.
your hair, and it is the most,
yeah.
you know, comprehensive test that they can take. All them other tests, they're all bullshit, just lying, taking money, and scaring
watch the
you.
Words.
Okay? <I'm sorry. laughs>
You're okay, but
kind of,
you know.
kind of like going to the doctor's office.
Uh-oh, I lost you.
Again?
Oh,
wow, we have that problem with Alan at the end of the shows. That's kind of curious.
You he know, must need some nutrients on that phone line.
I don't know what happens, but it's Sundays around this time at the 56-minute mark of the second hour, we lose an Alan. But,
wow.
You know, just to close this up, Dave, I really find Dr. Wallach a breath of fresh air. I've heard a lot of this stuff before. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all talk about that, you know, even Lauren, I bet she finds a hard time disagreeing with most of the stuff that Wallach has said, and not saying that she's great, let's just say that, but Dr. Wallach seems pretty impressive, and, you know, man, when I read that book, I thought of Alan the whole way through of Dead Doctors Don't Lie and all that incredible life.
Yeah.
You know, we all lead incredible lives, man. You know, I appreciate you calling in. The show's almost over. Anything else you'd like to add since we don't have an Alan?
Well, I just want to say Doc's got 3 doctorates, and he's got a master's in animal husbandry and soil management. So I don't think there's anybody out there that knows the body or the dirt or animals better than Wallace.
How old is he now?
He's 84 years old.
Okay, so according to him, he still has another 60 years left.
At least.
70 or more.
Unless they kill him, and they're trying all the time, just like all those other naturopaths. You know, but the best thing they can do in their eyes is to, you know, minimalize him and make him look like a quack. And most people, they go to the first thing they find on the internet, and if it tells you that Wallach is a quack, well, look, the internet told me Wallach's a quack. He's just a veterinarian. Why would I listen to him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I know. It's an interesting read, folks. You know, it really is. The premise of the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, saying that, well, actually, if you look at it, the doctors die before the patients. So why are you asking them how to take care of yourself?
DRJWallach.com. DRJWallach.com. All his books say, safe feeding. Everything's good. Check it out.
Yeah, God bless. Didn't. This was not an infomercial, folks. Didn't meant to do it. But watch your health. Think about some of this stuff. That would be cool. I am. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.